today, the psalm, at the end of the verse that we're going to say today, there's a word, and we see it many times in the psalms. And I looked up the Hebrew meaning of the word today, and I've always known what the word means. And sometimes when you know what it means, go back and look it up again, because you might find something even richer in it, because maybe there's something there that you haven't seen before. The word is Selah. And Selah means to stop, right? Those of you who know what it means to stop and consider. If you go just a little deeper in that Hebrew word, it also means to flout. Now, I like that, because many of the times God is trying to tell us something and wants us to really pay attention, because usually when it says Selah, just before that, there's probably a promise to us that God wants us to pay attention to. He not only wants us to just pay attention to it, but he wants us to flout it. You know, to talk about it, to be bold about this. He said this, and we need to consider it. Don't let it just fly off, but get a hold of it and flout it. So today we're going to stand and we're going to say these verses together, and we can flout these verses. Okay, let's stand and let's say Psalm 62:8 together. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. King James, Selah. We can indeed flout the fact that God is our refuge. Hey, he's our refuge. He's our hero. He takes care of us. He gives us protection. And we can trust, not in people, not in circumstances, not in things, but we can trust in him. At how many times? All times, right? That's the sign for all. It's like wiping the bowl all times. In everything, we can indeed trust in him.